Thank you. If you have your Bible, will you turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke? The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 is where we will start. The Gospel according to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David." And God blesses the reading of his word. Join with me again as we pray. Father, take your word, impact our life. Father, let this year be different, Father, from the years that have come before. Let this year be the year that we focus in on exactly what you desire. Let this be the year, Father, that we start and finish each day with Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would draw us to Jesus in this moment, in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As you got up this morning, you got up to a brand new year. Now, I know that it seems a lot like the old year, but it is different. It has a different number to it, but it is a different day. And in this different day, we need to be different. If you could be any closer to Jesus than you are, shouldn't you make that move? If you could live for Jesus better than you did in that old 2022 year, shouldn't you be willing to do that? When the Messiah was promised, people looked forward to the day that he would come. Every single Jewish girl prayed that she might be the one that would bear the Messiah. Then finally, God chose Mary. Messiah was born. And it was made very clear that he would be named Jesus. Now, if you're a parent, you've had to go through that process of naming a child. And naming a child should be something that you take care in. I have heard of people having a child and then the child's name is an afterthought. Well, you know, a child's name should not really be an afterthought. A lot of time should be put in, and many of you do. People get naming books, and they read through the naming books, and they research their family names. And you may have researched your family name, and you pick out that perfect name, and you go to your spouse, and they don't like it. And you got to start all over again. Why don't you like it? Well, I had an uncle that was named that. I haven't met him yet, but okay. You go through that process, and then you want your names to sound good together. And you want them to go together with other things like doctor. And so you see how that would look on a nameplate. Well, a name for a child is important. Studies have shown that a child can be affected by their very name. They can be encouraged or discouraged by their name. God made sure we would have the name for the Messiah. Our Savior has many names. You read through the Bible, you'll find that there are many names attached to him. Yes, he is to be called Emmanuel. Yes, he is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You can keep going and going. There are over 700 names given to the Messiah. Why so many? And why don't we call him by those names? Well, the reality is there are so many names because you can't encompass all that he is in one name. And so there are many things that describe who he is and what he came to do. There is no one name or title that can adequately tell us of the Lord. But the most familiar name, the sweetest name, the name we hold to, the name that lifts us, the name that will be with us in season and out of season and will never leave us, is Jesus. The first verse in the New Testament has that name. The last verse in the New Testament has that name. 1,000 times in the New Testament, Jesus is mentioned. The entire Bible is about him. Jesus was predicted in the Old Testament, and his name is given to us in the New Testament. The name Jesus is proclaimed in the epistles. The name Jesus is praised in the Revelation. As we approach a new year, I want you to start out with Jesus. And by the way, when you approach every new day of this year, I want you to start out with Jesus. Would you make it a point in your life that when you wake up every morning of this new year, that you thank God for Jesus and that you ask God to allow Jesus to shine through you? My friend, if you will live each day with Jesus, if you will live each day lifting up Jesus, you will find you will make an impact that you never dreamed possible. And God will accomplish more through you holding up Jesus, oh, than you could ever, ever hope. We approach a new year under the banner of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a simple name. Some names are hard to say. You know, every year we have a tradition here. We congratulate our graduating seniors, and when we do so, we present them a Bible, and we try to give them their names, meaning. That's getting harder and harder. People are starting to put down a configuration of letters and making it into names, and they tie different names together, and so one day we may just have to make up our own meanings. I don't know. But this name was made simple. You know, there are cultures where people take the name of Jesus, but not here, not in the United States. The name is easy to spell. Yes, I'm thankful for that. I'm not a great speller. Spell it with me. J-E-S-U-S. You know, people don't name their child Jesus for a reason. There are two names that people don't use a lot in America, in our culture. They don't use the name Judas. Now, Judas itself is not a bad name. The name Judas means praise. And so Judas, the name, is a good name. But when you think of Judas, you think of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, and you think of the betrayal, and all that comes onto that name. When we say Jesus, oh, all the majesty, all the glory, all the perfection of Jesus comes into that name. And in our culture, it just seems too wonderful. Too much for a child to live up to. And so it's not the name most choose. No one considered the name odd when Jesus was born. In fact, it may surprise you to know that Jesus was a very common name. This was a simple name. He would identify with simple people, everyday people, people like you and people like me. He came from a simple family, a carpenter's family. And there in that carpenter's family, he took on simple chores. He came from a simple town, not the big metropolis, no, a simple place. Bethlehem is a small, small spot. It's a small, small spot today. Or Nazareth, another small place. Disciples were everyday people. Fishermen, tax collectors, just people like you, like me. The Bible says when Jesus preached, the common people heard him gladly. People rallied to him. People identified with him. They felt that he identified with them. There's a majesty in its simplicity. This name didn't come from earth. Mary didn't choose it. Joseph did not choose it. The name was given from heaven. Mary was a virgin. She had never had sexual relations. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to tell Mary she was to give birth to a child and his name would be called Jesus. Now, God wanted to make sure there was no conflict. You know, sometimes there's conflict about a name. Probably not in your household, but in some households. The husband gets a name, the wife gets a name. And they kind of struggle over which name it's going to be. Guys, I got news for you. You will lose this battle. And so you go with a name that you can both agree on, or at least you can agree that she has authority in that area, and you get to a name. God would make sure there was no disagreement. In Matthew, the angel appeared to Joseph and told him, "The child was from God, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." See, the name Jesus came from heaven. Only God fully understood or even understands all that Jesus would accomplish and all that Jesus would do, all the wonder that is in Jesus. Isaiah 9:6 says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." When you were born, when your babies are born, into this world comes a new life that has never been before. And yes, the moment that child is conceived, that child is real and a valued gift. When Jesus was born, Jesus was already existing and came into a human body. Jesus was born to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. We can't save ourselves. We can't forgive ourselves. We can't erase even one wrong we've done, and all of us have sinned. You have, I have, all of us have. Even your mama has. Everybody has. We all need forgiveness. Jesus is God coming down for us because there's no way we could get it to God in a relationship with him. There's a mystery in the name Jesus. When the angel came to Mary, she had never known a man. And in verse 35, Jesus was called the Holy One. The Holy One. This baby that Mary was having is called the Holy One. Now, it's doubtful that your child has ever been called the Holy One by you. Holy Terror, maybe. Holy One, probably not. Jesus was holy from his birth. Matthew 1:23, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. Now that's a biological impossibility, but it is a divine reality. For every child, there's a father and mother. The Bible says Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary. Jesus was the only child ever to have an earthly mother, but no earthly father. The only child ever to have a heavenly father, but no heavenly mother. This is a mystery. It's something that it's hard for our minds to wrap around. But Jesus was born in a unique way because Jesus is unique. When Jesus was born, the child was coming into this world, yes, but God was in the child. God was becoming flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. When Jesus was born, God was born in the flesh. The God who made the planets, who separated the land from the water, the same God that gave life to all creatures and to all people, came down and confined himself to a baby's body, a human baby's body, and was given a simple name. The name of Jesus is a very special name. Now, it's special to the Jewish people. It always was respected. The name Jesus is Greek. It is a Greek form of the Hebrew name, and the Hebrew name is Joshua or Yeshua. Jesus and Joshua both mean the Lord is salvation. Now, there were two prominent men named Joshua in the Old Testament. There was the great conqueror, the successor of Moses. Moses could not take the people into the promised land. Moses identified with the law. And you know what? The law can't take you to heaven. You will never be good enough to get to heaven on your own. You will never do enough right. You will never do enough to erase even one of your own sins. And just as Moses couldn't take them into the promised land, the law can't take you into heaven. What Moses could not do, Joshua did. Joshua crossed them over the Jordan into the promised land. Joshua conquered, and Joshua helped them rest in the land of promise. Well, the law tells us we can't get to heaven on our own. The law tells us that we are sinners and we need a Savior. Our Savior is Jesus. He's the only way to heaven. If you know Jesus as your Savior, He will take you to heaven. He's the reason you get there. You will not get there on your own or by your own life. There's a second Joshua in the Old Testament that's prominent. He is the high priest of Zechariah 3. The purpose of the priest was to represent the people to God and God to the people. The high priest would die and they would have to name another high priest. There was only one high priest. When Jesus was born, he was declared to be our high priest. He died on Calvary's cross, but 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and he ever makes intercession for you and for me. He is our high priest today. He came for us, and my friend, you need him, and oh, how I need him. Listen, I needed him in 2022, but let's get real. We're not going to live in 2022 ever again. I need him in 2023. I need him every hour, every moment, every second. There's much available to you in Jesus. Listen, think of all the things that we are told in the name of Jesus. You know, in Jesus, darkness finds light. In Jesus, demons are cast out. In Jesus, Satan is defeated. In Jesus, your temptations will fall. In Jesus, healing can come. In Jesus, weakness is strengthened. In Jesus, broken hearts are mended. In Jesus, depression is lifted. In Jesus, sins are forgiven. In Jesus, the dead come to life. In Jesus, heaven's gates are thrown open. And his children come home. Oh, I hold to one name for this new year. It is Jesus, the most precious name, the most holy name. Jesus is a special name. And my friend, Jesus is a saving name. When the angel announced to Joseph the name of Jesus in Matthew 1:21, he said he will save his people from their sins. Now, we are all sinners. You know that you're a sinner. I don't have to convince you of that. You know in your heart that you are. I talk to people from time to time, and they will tell me this: oh, I haven't done anything that bad. That bad? How bad is that bad? That means that you're saying I've done bad, but I haven't done the same bad that somebody else has done. Well, I got news for you. The one bad is enough to make you lost. One sin is all it takes to spend eternity in hell. One time denying God in God's way is all it takes, and you have passed that. And so have I. We are all sinners, lost in sin. We're sinners by our nature, and we are sinners by our choice. Every sinner must have a Savior to be forgiven. You can't do anything to get rid of a sin. You can't do anything to erase a sin. We like starting a new year because we say it's we start fresh. Well, take a good look in the mirror, folks. We're not that fresh. But it is a marker that we can put on the calendar, and we can say, okay, this is another day. This is another opportunity. And if you are breathing today, you have an opportunity that you did not have yesterday. It is a new day. What you did not do for Jesus yesterday, you can do today. How you did not represent Jesus yesterday, you can represent him today. God has allowed you to live a day and have an opportunity for what? To lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus is God's gift to take our sins away. The birth of Jesus was so there could be the death of Jesus. He came to live because he came to die. He came to die so that you and I might live. People hated Jesus when he came. Herod decided he would kill all the male children of what he decided was the age of the Christ child. And so there was a real threat. In today's world, why is it that people are pushing away Jesus? You can have a menorah, you can have the Quran, you can have Buddha, but you lift up the name of Jesus and people get upset. Could it be because Jesus is real? Could it be because Jesus has power? Could it be that Jesus confronts their own sinful hearts? You know what the world wants? The world wants you to think anything is okay and any way to God is okay. And that's what they're telling you. Don't worry about what these people do. Don't worry about how bad it seems. It's okay. Just accept it. Pat people on the back and say, good for you. Listen, you can't follow God and tell everybody that what they're doing is good for them. We need people to turn and follow Jesus. Salvation only comes by Jesus. And by the way, friend, you can try any other path and you will not get to heaven. It is only in Jesus' name that you will ever, ever be saved. Have you ever turned to Jesus? Have you ever accepted Jesus? Listen, Alexander the Great may build an empire. Newton may discover gravity. Franklin might fly a kite into some electricity. Edison may turn on the lights. Ford may mechanize the vehicles. Bell might ring your phone. Yeah, people still use phones, but which eventually provided a way for you to text. How about that? The Wright brothers may soar in flight, but if you ever want to get to heaven, it is only Jesus. When it comes to being forgiven of sins, when it comes to having prayers answered, when it comes to having hope to get through a day of sadness, when it comes to being lifted up when you have fallen, it is only Jesus. And what I plead with you today, as we look toward a new year, as we don't know how far we'll get into the year. Everyone in this room now may not conclude this year. Oh, but listen, if you take each day and you seek to follow Jesus, if you take each conversation and you seek to follow Jesus, if you take each hour and you seek to follow Jesus, if you take what you're doing in school and you seek to follow Jesus, if you take what you're doing at work and you seek to follow Jesus, if you take what you do when you go home at night and you seek to follow Jesus, then that will be one day that's eternal. Because what we do for Jesus will never fade away. And when we wake up in the next morning, if God gives us breath, we start saying, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for Jesus. Let me honor him today. And you take each step of each new day as we move through 2023, as far as God will take us, until hopefully maybe 2023 is the year that he comes again in the eastern sky and we rise to meet him in the air. But you won't rise if you don't have Jesus. And so I plead with you today, if you've never invited Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul, that you would do that today. I plead with you, believers, and you know, I'm with you. I understand. We have wasted so many years. Let's not waste this one. Let's take each day as a gift from God, as a gift to hold up the name that is above every name, so that when our time comes, when we cross over to that other side, we will have lived for Jesus. Let's stand for prayer. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Father, that there is no other name that should carry us through any day of our lives, especially a new year. And I pray, God, for those that are here that do not know Jesus, for those that are online that do not know Jesus, that today they would see that they can't live another moment without him. And Father, I pray that they would open up their hearts and they would invite Jesus to come in. I pray that those in the room, Father, would come forward and just say, I want Jesus. Father, that today would mark the first of a year that is lived for Jesus. And Father, for believers that have a need to walk closer with you, perhaps today they need to come to the altar, Lord, and cry out to you to forgive and to direct them, that they might live this year for you. Let us live, let us breathe, let us talk, let us exist for Jesus. And Father, it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you come now as we sing?